Galesburg's Evening News, I'm Cameron Line. Local nonprofits have shown some amazing collaboration and ingenuity through the COVID-19 pandemic and the economic distress that's come along with it. The Galesburg Community Foundation, which is here to support nonprofits in many ways, is holding some virtual you're offering 7 virtual training sessions that I believe start next week, and your registration deadline is next Tuesday. Is that right? What was the decision to plan these? Was that a response to COVID-19 and the economy, or would these trainings have been something that the Community Foundation might have organized anyway? Josh, why don't you go ahead?
Well, I think that it's something that we would have organized anyway, but because of COVID, we took the opportunity to do it now. You know, these trainings are really designed to help people where they're at, to help them understand what they've just experienced, what they've just gone through, and really to plan for what's next, which is why that's really what we're calling the 7-part series.
And Josh, you also, I remember in the press release, you characterized this as nonprofit self-care. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, everybody needs the opportunity to just to sort of build themselves up and to have professional development, learning, just the space, the time, the opportunity to think. And that's what these are also designed for. Our nonprofits are run by, led by individuals, people in our community who care, who are creative, who are innovative, but you have to make the time to do those things. And that's part of what we wanted to see happen with this 7-part series.
And Tiffany, you guys have a lot of interesting topics you're going to be covering for nonprofits of this. Effective leadership, innovation, resource assessment, crisis leadership, mission alignment, collaboration, and mergers. Can you talk a little bit about how did you decide on those specific topics for the training?
Sure. Well, I really, it was a group effort, kind of as we were planning and programming what type of training we wanted to bring to the sector here. Obviously, the innovation and collaboration and leadership really sprung to the forefront, but then COVID happened. And fortunately, the industry leaders that we're working with to bring these trainings to our communities were on the ball with saying, hey, we can transition this, we can pivot this to look at what COVID has forced us to do. So what do collaborations look like now in the midst of COVID? What does crisis leadership look like now? What do our organizations look like now through this pandemic? And what do we need to look at next? So a lot of, so to speak, timely information, but our plan in offering these trainings at some point to our community this year, you know, it just lent itself to that.
And do you want to talk a little bit about the people that you have lined up? Because they seem pretty impressive. I think a lot of people could stand to learn a lot from these folks. You got, is it Bill Stinkevitz and Laura Jukabowski?
Oh, that was a good try, Cameron.
I tried.
So Bill Stanzikavich, a member of the Indiana University, Purdue University, Lilly School of Philanthropy, and Laura Jakubowski, who's a senior consultant with La Piana Consulting, are our 2 presenters. So it is a 7-part series, and the series was in essence, curated to build on one another. So Bill Stanzikavich has 5 of the sessions that are in his series, and Laura Jakubowski has 2 of the sessions that are part of their curriculum and their talking points. So all together, it fits really well with one another, and we really encourage the participants. We know that life happens, and we know that this is a huge commitment, but it's also a training. It's a class. It's a course. It's not just something where you're in front of the computer and you're listening to people talk at you. This is a participation and really an opportunity for you to express some concerns or questions that you have about your organization, but also to interact with your peers in the industry, you know, so other nonprofit leaders or board members that are probably having the same questions or concerns. So it's not just meant to be in front of a computer screen, but we wanted the ability for you also to be able to pop in and out of the sessions and glean the most that you could from that one time maybe you're attending, or if you choose, which I hope you do, to attend all seven sessions. It's really information that is timely and so, so important.
And the sessions are fairly reasonably priced, aren't they?
Yes. So we didn't want to look at individual participants. We wanted this to be for organizations, and it's really not, anything for the community foundation, but we wanted that investment by organizations to really do the work and put themselves into these trainings. So it's $100 per organization to participate, and that gets you up to 3 participants from your organization. So it could be executive leadership, board members, key stakeholders, staff, a combination of all of those things. So 3 people per organization for $100 to attend these 7 sessions, totaling 18 hours of leadership and vision-driven training.
And Josh, I might be putting you on the spot a little bit here, and I apologize for that, but I know in the release you guys talk a lot about the collaborations that have formed throughout the area during COVID-19, and I know through these trainings you're hoping that more collaboration can come to be. Can you think of any really kind of salient examples of collaboration between nonprofits that you've seen in the last few months?
Sure. I mean, I think we might have even talked about this a little bit the last time I was in, but, mm-hmm. Really the way that organizations have responded to keep people fed during the COVID crisis has been something we have just talked about time and time again. Maybe all great organizations in town, they all are great organizations in town, but unlikely partnerships between youth feeding programs, senior feeding programs, just youth activities. So there was so much work that happened just very organically, very naturally around making sure people had food that it really should have a light shone upon it as an example of what can be done when you are a mission-driven organization that's committed to making sure you are fulfilling your mission regardless of the circumstances. I think to date, that partnership and that work of organizations like the Knox County, United Way, VNA, YMCA, Fish Food Pantry, just that right here in Galesburg, I think is somewhere north of 100,000 meals that they've distributed. We have to take stock of that and learn from that and understand, and also be willing to ask ourselves, how can whatever our mission is be enhanced and thought of and repurposed for sort of maximum efficiencies? So it's an interesting time for sure, but I think for me the example I have is I'm being inspired by food right now.
I'm always inspired by food.
I was going to say, I totally agree with that on many levels. And would you guys say that the lessons that could come from these sessions, I think when you think of nonprofits, I think, at least I do, especially right now, like you said, the food organizations, the social service agencies, but things that might be nonprofits that are maybe a little lighter in what they do, maybe like social organizations, would they stand to benefit from this too? Is this something that literally any nonprofit could find something valuable out of?
Literally any nonprofit can find something valuable out of these sessions. And again, like Tiffany had said, not just nonprofit staff, but nonprofit board members. This is, it really takes a team when you're thinking about a nonprofit, and that can be staff and boards or fully engaged volunteers. but any nonprofit, regardless of mission, would find value in these 7 sessions.
And so, Tiffany, what is it going to be like? Is there a specific time of day that people will have to log on, or is it a little more flexible, or what will they need to do if they want to participate?
So we will be sending out a link for the sessions. They are every other Thursday starting August 6th, so next Thursday, and running through October 1st. And those times are from 1 to 4 in the afternoon, so they are a 3-hour session every other week. So we'll be sending out the link to that virtual classroom, if you will, to our participants that have signed up, and they'll go from there. So it is a dedicated time. We were really, really thoughtful and cognizant of the time commitment that this would be, and knowing that nonprofits have a lot on their plate right now. They're dealing with as much as anybody else, if not more, because they're serving people who are going through COVID-19 effects right now, as well as trying to figure out how to fundraise for their organization, as well as trying to figure out how to keep their mission at the forefront, and practice social distancing and wearing masks and washing their hands.
Mm-hmm.
So we really wanted to make sure that this was something they could put on their calendars, they could dedicate a pretty minimal amount of time to per week for such great information. So that those dates again, Cameron, we're going to kick off on Thursday, August 6th, and go every other Thursday from 1 to 4 p.m. virtually through a link that is sent out to our participant list from the Community Foundation. And we wrap up on Thursday, October 1st.
Okay. And people can register at yourgcf.org/virtual training?
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
You can find us on Facebook, a link on our Facebook page. You can go to our website. You can call our office at 309-344-8898. And as always, feel free to email me as well if you have questions at tspringer@yourgcf.org.